It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend at the newly remodeled Mountain Hardware and Sports Incline Village Store. On Saturday, May 23rd, starting at 11:30 a.m., Mountain Hardware and Sports is hosting their grand reopening and Customer Appreciation Day, celebrating the store's fresh new look and thanking the community for their continued support. Guests can enjoy free hot dogs and beverages, live music from a local favorite, Jacked Up, and you can enter for a chance to win a Weber grill. Stop by to check out their remodeled store, enjoy the festivities, and celebrate with your local employee-owned hardware store. It all happens Saturday, May 23rd, starting at 11:30 a.m. at Mountain Hardware and Sports at Incline Village. Spring fishing on the Truckee River and the Little Truckee River are shaping up nicely. Runoff levels begin to stabilize and the water clarity is improving. Flows are currently measuring on the Truckee River around 350 CFS out of Taos City, 600 CFS through the town of Truckee, and 530 CFS through Glenshire, picking up speed heading down the hill at roughly around 1300 CFS near Farad. Although wading conditions are generally good right now, you should still use caution in some higher flow sections. Water temperatures are holding up in the 40s during the mornings and warming into mid-50s by the afternoon, which allows the fish to stay active throughout most of the day. Caddis and mayfly hatches are beginning to show consistently, which gives you the opportunity to fish both subsurface and dry fly patterns. Euro nymphing continues to be one of the most productive techniques, especially in the deeper runs and pocket water behind boulders and structures. And if you're targeting larger browns, well, the streamer fishing early and late in the day has also been effective. Popular fly selections this week include yellow sallies, copper johns, drowned ants, caddis patterns, crayfish imitations, and parachute atoms. Flows on the Little Truckee River this week between Stampede and Boca are holding steady, around 420 CFS. With the river remaining clear with excellent visibility, you still need to approach the water carefully and focus on the technicalities if you want to find success. Wading conditions are generally good, but extra caution is recommended in certain sections where the footing can be tricky. And as you know, early mornings provide the best fishing opportunities. The cooler water temperatures keep the fish more active. Water temperatures are currently ranging from the low to mid-50s throughout the day. And it's hatch season. You can expect a mix of stoneflies, caddis, and midge hatches, with activity varying depending on the weather and the time of day. And for the dry flies, you should focus on delicate presentations, using longer leaders and keeping movements to a minimum. Fish on the Little Truckee remain selective and easily spooked. For fishing subsurface, deeper pools and shaded structures are producing the most consistent action. Effective nymph patterns include zebra midges, split-case pale morning duns, drowned ants, and small San Juan worms. A 9-foot 5-weight setup paired with 5X tippet has been working well for most nymphing situations. Recent reports from anglers connecting with healthy rainbow trout, particularly in the deeper pockets, where fish are holding during warmer afternoons. A quick word from our sponsor over at Mountain Hardware and Sports. Firing up the grill for Memorial Day weekend? Before the burgers hit the flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all of your grilling must-haves, like sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. Looking to upgrade your setup? Check out their great selection of grills and let their knowledgeable team help you find the perfect one for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop for grills and accessories online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Taking a look at the lakes this weekend, Donner Lake is at 100% capacity, which means great spring fishing conditions. The lake will be stocked with trout shortly before Memorial Day weekend, offering more bites. The water temperature is holding steady in the 50s. If you're trolling for Mackinac, make sure you go deep, at around 100 feet using hookup baits. But if you're looking to find some kokanee, try using downriggers with a flasher and corn. And offshore fishing is seeing the best results in the mornings and evenings near the boat ramp using good old power bait and worms. Water levels are continuing to rise over at Boca Reservoir, which means the shoreline is getting reshaped daily. The dam area is still producing good bites for offshore fishing with power bait and worms, while trollers are connecting with trout and kokanee using flashers and small Rapalas. The west side and the inlet remain good bets. At Stampede Reservoir, the boat launch is open and shore fishing is picking up quickly here. If you're fishing for the kokanee over in Stampede, you can try trolling pink and orange hoochies behind dodgers in 25 to 40 feet of water. Most of them are still small, around 10 to 12 inches, but aggressive. And trouts are rising early in the day, but you can probably get some bites in the evening. Water temperatures are averaging in the mid-50s. Over at Prosser Creek Reservoir, the water temperatures are climbing into the mid-50s. The north end of the reservoir is seeing some action on power bait and small spoons for trout. Bass fishing is picking up and bass are beginning to push into the shallows with water temperatures increasing. Look for the bass bite in the warming pockets and weed edges as spring transitions into early summer. Anglers are seeing top water action for bass using a weighty rig. And the access still remains limited over at Jackson Meadows Reservoir. With the normal amount of residual snow and muddy roads, once accessible, you can expect red-hot early season fishing for rainbows feeding aggressively. Shore fishing with small spoons, worms, castmasters, and streamers will be the go-to offerings. And it's still yet to be determined if the boat launch will be open at Jackson Meadows Reservoir this season. The 101.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or beginning with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston to purchase all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website at mountainhardwareandsports.com. That was your 101.5 Fishing Report. Listen anytime on demand at TruckeeTowerRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Just search KTKE.